Sheikh Qasim, our first question here is from Rada Fadil, and he's 15 years old. He's from the UAE, and he said he would like to thank Huda for the very good programs we've been producing. Jazakallah khair, Rada Fadil. He says, my first question is, playing chess, halal or haram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi al-Ameen. Nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The ruling on playing chess is an issue of dispute among scholars. Some scholars said that playing chess, like any other recreational game, that has no benefit except wasting time and, in a lot of cases, wasting prayers, so that people who are engaged into it are so possessed by it, they may postpone or delay praying prayers on time. And that is why they look at such games to be a waste of time and means of neglecting remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Other scholars say that chess especially gives boost to the intellect because it builds in the individual how to strategize his moves and how to think in advance. And if a person is balanced and he knows when to play and when to quit, if the no-nos are avoided, then inshallah it is permissible. And what are the no-nos? The things that you're not supposed to have. Among them is that you should play in times that would not conflict with prayer times. You must not play for compensation or reward, in the sense that there shouldn't be any form of gambling. If I win, that it's your treat. You will buy me dinner, for example. Thirdly, a person should not be possessed by it. So maybe he would not play it at the times of prayers, but it would consume like 5 or 4 hours or 6 hours of his day. And this is not permissible, because definitely he would neglect remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. And fourthly, some of the scholars, like Shaykh al-Albani, may Allah have mercy on his soul, said that if we remove the horse head, because it's a statue, it's a living creature, if we break it or remove it and replace it with something that does not simulate the creation of Allah, then inshallah it is permissible with the previously mentioned conditions.
But can we take the same ruling for other games? Once it falls into the category that you just mentioned, it's okay?
It is okay if there is benefit out of it. For example, there are certain games that we're forbidden to play, such as backgammon, for example. Not because of backgammon, but because of the dice. The Prophet ﷺ forbade us from tossing and throwing the dice and playing with it. And he said that it is better for a person to dip his hand in the blood of a swine, of a pig, rather than to play with dice. So any games that involve dice, it's not permissible, because such as Monopoly, backgammon, etc. There are nowadays new Islamic games, like the game of life, I think. It's a new game now that just recently was produced. And it is not a nice game that takes a child from childhood into his marital life, and how to gain reward, how to walk to the masjid. And it's based on the Monopoly thing, but it does not include dice, and it is with an Islamic concept. Such games fulfills the need in people for recreation, and at the same time, it does not break any rules. Now, there are games that would be considered just simple waste of time, like playing cards. So if you play cards, I'm not talking about poker or something that is haram, totally haram because of the gambling in it. I'm talking like normal card playing. So if it involves wasting time and it involves being possessed with it, it takes the ruling of haram, that it is forbidden, not allowed. But if someone does this like once a week, once he gathers with his family or with his friends for half an hour, for an hour, inshallah, this comes within the permissible things, providing that we try our best to limit ourselves to the Islamic way of doing it, which is even the deck of cards. Mm-hmm. You have a jack, a queen, and a king, and they all have faces. So it is recommended that you, it wouldn't take anything from you. You just put a marker on the face, and inshallah, that would do the job.